We're now very pleased to be joined by Vancouver Giants assistant coach Galen Patterson following a 3-2 overtime win in Seattle. Hard place to win in, and especially we know, Galen, it's also been hard for this young group to win, specifically in the States this season. You had that big 4-2 win in Tri-City, I guess it was a couple weeks ago now, but here today you do pull out the 3-2 overtime win. Just your general thoughts overall, this game, you pick up the 2 points. How do you feel about what you saw from your group tonight?
Yeah, we were pretty happy with our response, from the prior two games against Vic. We didn't feel that, that was us. And we responded and got another win in America. And, excellent on the PK. The boys really dug in and did a great job tonight.
You opened the scoring. You extended the lead from 1-0 to 2-0. Your penalty killing was great. Talk about your how resilient is this group?
Oh, yeah, the character I think that we've shown, like the position that we're in, obviously, mathematically, probably, at least a few games ago, we knew we weren't in playoffs, but, the character and the willingness to compete and be a hockey player, we have a lot of those guys in this room, and, I think the future is definitely bright for the Giants.
When it was 4-on-4 in overtime, you had to get to a whistle to get 3-on-3. How anxious were you to get to 3-on-3 so you could get Preston and Lynn on the ice?
Yeah, exactly. We were pretty anxious trying to time that out with the 4-on-4. And four and four hasn't been our best all year, but I thought we did a really good job just defensively on in that part.
One last thing on those two guys. I don't think I'd want anybody else. They're as good at two guys on the ice on 3-on-3, I think, that any team can put on the ice, in the league. Let me ask you about this. You guys stick checked well tonight. Physical play isn't always the biggest thing. You got to be able to stick check. And I felt that Koster Dunn, Cameron Schmidt, I thought even Mertka, a lot of times they skated into some active sticks. Was that one of the keys, do you think, to your defending the team?
Definitely. That's, definitely with Parker. That's since the beginning of the year, an emphasis in practice and, just constant reminders all year. And it's a very simple thing, but, extending your stick and stick on puck and hounding the puck that way is just so effective. And, the guys really did an excellent job tonight with that. And I think, for sure our forwards, getting up and putting pressure on their D and just hounding them with a good stick and made a difference for sure.
So Preston with Oreskovic and Chorney. We thought they were outstanding. What did you guys think of that trio? I know Chorney had the goal, but just overall, I said earlier, I'm anxious to see the SportLogic numbers of that line. Were they not really, really good in your eyes?
Oh, yeah, they were great. Chorney was working extremely hard tonight. Oreo had a great game, a big-time bounce-back game for him. He responded very well. And Preston, he's got the gift of the vision and the cerebral vision, and he makes great plays, and those guys are hard workers and complement him very well.
All right, now follow up to Nathan's questions. What's your criteria to keeping those three guys together?
Well, I think win a hockey game and we'll be keeping them together.
Okay, they're going to be together Friday. No, I'm kidding. It's a guarantee.
I would assume that for sure.
Yeah. Well, to your point, Preston makes guys around him better, and I don't think I've seen Chorney with a much better game than he played tonight.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, exactly, and he works so hard, gets into those dirty areas. It's a great compliment for Preston.
Yeah, can't wait to see what Chorney can do at 17 next year. I just want to get your thoughts on, 2-0 on Friday. You have the lead, and then there's that goal at the end of the second period that we know kind of changed things going into the intermission, and then the third period, we know what happened there with Victoria coming back. Here, the first part happened again, but the second didn't, right? Like, I know they do tie it, but the third period, it's not like what we saw on Friday in Victoria, but I wonder about that second intermission conversation. When you give up again the 2-1 goal, how different was it from what happened on Friday? Was that brought up? Like, what is being said in the second intermission after a similar thing happened earlier in the weekend and it wasn't successful?
Yeah, I mean, definitely two different reactions from us. You know, we were really disappointed in the second goal, just because it was an obvious kind of, you know, play and read. But I think this one, you know, we felt we were playing the right way, and you know, it's a hockey game, that happens. Of course, you don't want to give up a goal in the last minute of any period, but it does happen. But no, we kept positive, and you know, the guys, they just pushed right through and continued to kill off penalties in the third, and you know, really happy to see that.
Coach, last question for me. What the heck happened when Cameron Schmidt jumped on that ice? Was that a surprise, or how did he get? He came right off the bench, didn't he?
He did, yeah. And you know, we're obviously trying to match our D a little bit up with him. Winter and Hartz were out there, and we were trying to match him. But the full boat of steam he got, and the way the kind of the puck came out of our zone, everyone didn't have a chance to get up and gap up and close time and space. So he had a full boat of steam, and you know, credit to Schmidt, he's a very talented player and made a great shot on him.
Yeah, that looked, I feel like we've seen that before. Unfortunately, just wearing a different jersey. Lastly, going into the final weekend, it's obviously, you know, for the group, it's still important to get the points, right? Disappointing, as we said, about the Friday, the Saturday, but you get a big road win here today. And how much would it mean for the group to win both games next weekend and, you know, go into the off season with a few wins in a row? How might that help this young group?
Oh, it'd be huge. I think that, you know, we have to finish out the right way. We have to, you know, play the game the right way. The game dictates that. There's a standard, right? And you got to live up to it. You got to play up to it, or else it's not going to go your way. So our boys know that. They've learned some hard lessons this year. So I'm sure we'll be, just ready to go for the weekend against Kamloops.
Thanks so much for the time, Galen, and congrats on a big overtime win.
All right. Thanks, Nathan.